Hey everyone, welcome to Living with Life, a podcast where we chat about anything and everything. I'm your host, Atlanta. I will be sharing with you a quick introduction today. Eliza and Ashley, my two co-hosts, cannot be here, but we just wanted to come on and talk about what this podcast is going to be like. We were hoping for a drop on 420. Unfortunately, between work schedules and sickness and even technical difficulties, we were unable to do that. However, we do have a test run that got some good clips in. So we're going to add on to the end of this introduction so you guys can get a feel of what the podcast is about. And we will have a hard drop with our very first full-length episode Saturday of May 4th. So stay tuned for that. Eliza and Ashley are my two best friends, and I have wanted to do this podcast for a few years now, and I finally got them to agree and take the plunge with me and do it. Our goal for this podcast is to have a safe and inclusive space where people can talk about anything without judgment. We all have gone through things, and we may not be proud of them, and that's okay. But we think that it is important to share those experiences with others so hopefully they can learn from them. Some of the things that they have gone through, I not only want to talk about experiences us girls have gone through, but also I want you guys to tell your story by having you on the show or just reading your stories. We want this to be a fun space, but also a space to help others in any way we can. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the podcast as much as we do. And stay tuned for a little preview.
Have you guys gotten an MRI before?
No, but not that I remember.
It's not bad, but it's just like alarming. Well, because the tube is like, it's a small tube. Like they ask you before you go in, like, are you claustrophobic? Because
it's a small.
Yeah, because I've heard that if you are, you can tell them beforehand and they'll get sometimes a prescription for you to take.
To sedate you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And so it's small, and then, like, so you've got your earplugs in, you've got these big headphones over your head, and they've got music playing, and you're laying there inside this little tube, and you can't fucking move. Like, you cannot move. Yeah. They're like, please stay as still as possible, so that, like, it'll take 15 to 20 minutes, depending on how still you lay. And they're like, okay, you just need to take off your bra, and put the robe on, and take off your piercings and any metal you're wearing. He's like, we're going to give you a squeezy ball just in case you feel anything, but chances are it'll be fine. I was like, all right, sick. We could have led with that. Like, I could have been not stressing in the fucking mirror. Just like, you know how, like, when you get close up in a mirror and you're trying to do something on your face, it makes you kind of
lightheaded.
Yeah.
And I'm blind, so I can't see anyways. Things. Even if I'm right there, yeah. I still can't see.
Oh, my God. It's really stressful. And you're like, So I'm in the fucking mirror, like, with my face shoved all over. I'm like, like, damn, you're fucking losing my mind. I'm like, please, like, trying to twist like, it.
It's not happening.
It's gonna get ripped out of my face. Nah, and the fucking MRI. I'm like,
so they slide you in. You have to stay hella still. And then you've got this music playing. And you're like, okay, this is fine. Like, this is fine. And then I'll be like, it's gonna start. And then all of a sudden you hear.
Oh, like, see, I would be
so
out of there. I would be out.
Fucking loud. Like, when it happened, I was all, like, I jumped and I was like, oh, fuck, I fucked up.
It turns off for 30 seconds. And then another, like, bang, for 30 seconds. And you're like, and eventually you get used to the, like, suddenness of it. Like, yeah. And you're in this little tube, and it's just really loud, and you're like, all right. And then afterwards I got out, and he was like, so did you feel anything? Like, any, like, sharp, like, burning or anything like that from, like, your piercings? I was like, no, I didn't feel anything. And I was waiting for it, too. And he was like, yeah, really, a lot of the metal that piercings are made of now are, like, stainless steel, which is not magnetic.
Yeah.
And like, and I was like, oh, well, I have like a skin allergy. Like, I have to, all my piercings have to be like real. Hypoallergenic, yeah. Like titanium. And he was like, yeah, like that's fine too. So titanium and stainless steel piercings are fine if you ever have piercings elsewhere. Cause I was thinking, like, what about bitches who have their nipples pierced?
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing I was going to say too, but they use all those different types of metal or surgical seal that shit in people's joints,
rods
or whatever.
And
yeah,
stuff,
rods
yeah.
And shit. So it's the same way why that wouldn't attract to the metal and rip someone's bone out of there.
But they do ask, like, you have to fill out.
Tell them, yeah.
Because I'm sure.
Not gonna happen.
And I'm sure that at
one point when they were using the older metals, yeah, like with nickel and magnetic stuff, and then
it was a problem.
Yeah,
definitely need a Xanax or something for an MRI. I would not be doing that without the noise mixed with the claustrophobia. That would not be a good mix for me. Or I'd just be passing out and then waking up and then passing out and waking up. Oh, yeah. Having panic attacks left.
And they're like, all right, we're going to have to do it for another 3 hours. Yeah. Keep on passing out.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they give me some morphine.
No, for real. Yeah, knock my ass the fuck. Like, it literally, you guys, like, it's like this high up and like maybe, so it's, no, it's definitely, no, it's pretty fucking.
If we, for people who wouldn't be seeing it, it's about half a foot. Or maybe foot like off of your chest. Yeah, that's not very much. It's not enough for me personally to get in there and be okay with it. I'd have to be asleep.
Yeah, it's not a very big, and that's what I mean. Like, you're compounding all of these different elements. Like, it is a small space, and it is loud, and you have to stay still.
And you can't move. Yeah, exactly. It's just all that tied together. I would be panicking severely.
You gotta warn bitches, like. You can't just be
even
like...
Even with that warning, girl. Slide me that Zanny.
No, for real.
Girl.
I don't know questions. Okay. How many of these fucked up things would you do for $5 million?
Oh my god.
Five schmackaroonies. What would you do with five schmackers?
I would do a lot.
Yeah?
I'm not gonna lie.
Turn it into more money?
Yeah. My first step would be some type of investment.
Yeah. Investment properties. Yep. You can get a couple for $1 million. You could get quite a few for $1 million.
Yeah, you could get like probably four for $1 million.
Airbnbs definitely.
Yep.
Yes. Long term rentals.
And the good thing
and long term rentals. Yeah. Both.
And the good
because you'll get good money either way.
$5 million, you get to be picky too. Ooh. So you get to actually take your time and pick out what's going to be the smart move. I can't even imagine what I would do with $5 million.
It could be the beginning.
If you were smart with the $5 million,
you
could make it into a billion.
Endless. Because that's all it takes is having capital in the first. If you have capital, you don't got to do all the work.
Yeah.
You just buy in. Like, that's it. Like, you don't have to do the work to get, but you have to have capital first.
Right.
After completing or agreeing to each of the following unimaginable horrors, $5 million tax-free would be deposited directly into your bank account. So which of these things would you actually do?
You're going to stop being friends with me depending on how far this goes.
It's fine. I'm excited. I think we actually might become closer friends. Would you eat a large live cockroach every day for the rest of your life?
No, I wouldn't do that. I can't. I can't do bugs.
For five mil?
Not for
and it's
meals.
Live, bro.
I can't. Not for I couldn't be paid enough for that.
Live
for the rest of my life.
One every day, bro.
No, I couldn't.
It just becomes like one of the vitamins you pop.
Right? Oh, that's true. I'm pretty sure they have like 30 grams of protein or something. Don't quote me.
So like, I might be able to though.
I would heavily consider it because, like, if you're doing it long term, potentially it isn't like that bad anymore.
Right.
But I just don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I wouldn't do it. You have to give a yes or no.
Okay, but no.
Liza?
She said no.
Yeah, no, not doing
she's
it.
She's not even thinking about
that's,
it.
Cockroaches are literally my biggest fear.
Same!
Yeah, I can't.
Would you do 5 years in a maximum security prison for a crime you did not commit?
Yeah. Only 5 years?
That's what I said, too. Yeah, all the girls said that. The guys didn't because for men, obvious reasons, it's harder. For women, shit, I'll go in there and make me a fuck. I'll get me a bottom bitch or I'll be the bottom bitch. Hey, don't care. For real, I'll make
no, for real.
You can get my hair braided on the daily.
We out there living. Look, we got 3 square, you feel me? We got 3 square meals a day.
I'm not worried.
You could work out as much as you want.
Pay for anything.
No bills.
No bills.
That's what
Ashley
said.
Come out with 5 mil?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Three meals a day?
She'll never have bills again either.
Get someone to sneak me in a little phone.
You know what?
I'm not worried.
Running that Instagram from behind the bars. You feel me? Get me a little prison boo. Inside and outside. You feel me? Y'all know about each other. All right, y'all cool with it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go. Fucking. Okay, so all of us have got that one.
Yep.
Would you star in one hardcore porn video? It will be the first thing that pops up whenever someone Googles your name. Yeah.
Same. Gonna take all the dick necessary.
Yeah, no brainer. Because I personally, I have never cared, like, maybe this is bad too, but I've never cared if, like, someone looked me up and saw something anyway.
Also, with $5 million afterwards, who cares if people look up your name?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. You're set.
Like, I'm not going to be worried about fucking my future employer fucking career. Googling me. Like, bitch, yeah. I'm the employer. Like, yeah. Would you straight up eat a whole log of poo on a nice white dinner plate with a fork and a knife?
No.
Nope. Not doing it.
No.
Like I said, I would probably say yes and try, and then my body wouldn't let me, so I'm just going to go ahead and say
no. Oh, there's no way.
I can't. No, that's disgusting.
Imagine it's just the plate is sitting there in front of you, and it's just a log of
poo. I would know.
And it's warm still. Like,
ew.
Oh, like you have to look at the color, the texture, and then you have to smell feel it. And like smell and taste are so integral and integrated into each other that like,
yeah, it's all at once. You're getting all texture, the sensations,
smell,
hearing. You can hear it.
Yeah. Would you give up sex and masturbation for the next 30 years? I can't commit to that.
Yeah, I can't either. That's too much of
That's a long time.
A luxury of life. Mm-hmm. $5 million. I don't know.
Could make the $5 million another way.
Yeah.
We've already got some.
I could make it through sex.
Facts.
Yeah.
Would you?
I don't think so. I better find me a woman or something.
But that's still sex.
Yeah.
You could just not.
Yeah, she said no. Fuck that.
Anyways.
Yeah, you got me for a bit.
Would you French kiss one of your parents for 2 hours straight?
Yeah, no. I'm gonna have to do a nice slick move.
No, that's weird.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a tad.
Like, maybe, like, 5 minutes. I think I could do five minutes.
Fuck no.
Fuck. Not 2 hours.
I could never live with myself.
I would have to choose my mother.
I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror after that shit. Just, nah, fuck the $5 million, bro. Fuck that $5 million.
Yeah, I like me kissing your mother.
We'll just chalk that up to you being high, bro.
This is mama do it for the $5 million.
She's like, Mom? Oh, wait. You only have to do it one time. Well, yeah, I would hope so. What? We're just fucking
I don't know why,
tongue punching each other.
What, 2 hours a day?
Bro, my high ass read that as for an eternity. Like,
yeah,
that's what, too, honestly, making out with your parent for 2 hours sounds like an eternity. So I was just like, oh, that's for life.
Would you?
Huh?
Would you?
No.
Okay, girl. Oh,
no.
Shit.
No, can I give, like, Mom a cheek kiss for, like, 2.5 hours? I'll do that. And this is French kiss. That's,
yeah, that's
tongue wrapping.
That's why I said tongue punch.
Tongue.
Which is a different thing entirely, but yeah. That tongue is not going nowhere near
me. Ew! And I only got one option, bro.
Like, it's because it's like she's just too matronly. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I almost feel bad. I would feel bad. I'd be like, I'm sorry, Mom. I don't want to do this right now, but. Yeah, like, that's, I can't.
Like,
I don't think that'll be enough maybe to pay for her psychiatric bills after she gets her lobotomy because of it. Because of the trauma I put her
in. Need long-term care.
Well, it's both. Shit. Both gonna be in the psych ward.
Both been lobotomized. Oh, shit.
That was a good one.
Would you have all your teeth removed? I'll be generous. You'd be allowed to get dentures afterward.
Yeah.
Yep, I'd do it.
100%.
The fuck?
I get fucking brand new teeth. That's dope.
I get why they would ask this question though, because old me would have said no.
Really?
Why? I used to make fun of a bitch who had dentures.
Oh.
I mean, she deserved it. That's another story. But I still, like, it was just like a thing that was like, oh no. Yeah. But now after I've done meth and everything and like my teeth are all shit, like I'm already gonna get them all.
Like, oh, I get free dentures.
Yeah, for right. Real. And some people, though, like, but some people would feel some type of way about that. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's different. Everyone has. As I was just thinking, though, as we're all answering this, like, okay, this is interesting. We all are very different, like, have different perspectives on shit.
Mm-hmm.
I love that for us.
Even though I have, like, what can be considered like good teeth. Mm-hmm. This is an easy yes for me because dentures are like, that doesn't seem like crazy to me. Like, I don't, there is, I'm sure, a stigma around dentures and shit, but there's a lot of people with dentures, first of all, and also you get a perfect set of teeth that you can pop out and pop in, and you can pop them out and suck some mean dick.
Also, like, I don't think it's fair for people to talk shit about dentures when there's niggas.
Unless a bitch deserves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I when people are paying $50,000 for veneers.
Mm-hmm. Not mad about them.
Me either. I would definitely get them, but I'd also, you know what I'm saying? If someone offered me $5 mil for dentures, I'd get those too.
Mm-hmm. You mean I get free teeth and $5 million?
Okay, I hate to bring the tone down, but since we had our fun, you know what I mean? We had a couple good guttural laughs. I'm going to ask four pretty introspective questions just to, you know, open us up a little bit more. Get us to a deeper level.
So, I'm just kidding.
We'll each take our turns answering. We'll start with Evana. How do you talk to yourself? Are you kind and encouraging or critical? And you can think about it, and we can all think about it. But whenever, or whoever wants to answer first can go. But I need to think about it.
I'm really critical most of the time.
In what ways?
I put myself down. Mm-hmm. But I try to be positive, and mm-hmm. I try more every day. Mm-hmm. Doesn't always work, but
I'll give you snaps for that. So, like, when you're critical with yourself, like, in what ways are you critical? Like, how? Like, just elaborate more on like how you talk to yourself. Like, what do you say?
You're so ugly. You're so fat. You say you're going to change, you never do.
Yeah. In what ways are you trying to change that? Like,
I say I'm going to start spending less money. I never do. I might for like a week, and then like, it's like, no. I'm going to eat better. And then I do for a little bit, and then I don't. Mm-hmm. Just things like that. But it also goes with my flow of my depression, and I've noticed that. And right now, it's my living situation. I have a plan in place once I get my own apartment, what I want to do, where I think I will feel better, even if I don't lose weight, like at this point, whatever. Yeah. Like, as long as I feel good and healthy, that's all that matters.
I'm happy.
Right. But, like, I want a meal plan. I can't. I would love to, like, be able to cook whenever I want, you know, do my laundry and clean the house whenever I want. I can't. So now that I work, you know, both jobs, I work during the day, I literally have to scramble to find time to do anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was just like, I'm
restricted.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to make time where there is none.
Exactly.
And fitting it in with other people's schedule.
Yeah.
And then I get yelled at.
Yeah.
Because I'm lazy and I don't do anything.
But you're not allowed to.
But yeah. I work two jobs and then I'm not allowed to do stuff after 9 o'clock. Like as I was leaving, he's like, don't make this a habit, not in my house, me leaving at this hour. I'm like, what the fuck ever? Like, you wouldn't care if I was going to work.
Yeah.
You only care because I'm going out somewhere. And it's like, not even like, out, right. Like, I'm going to Ashley's.
Leaving the house. Literally just leaving the house.
Right.
Yeah. I think, like, generally, I feel like for me, it's pretty neutral. I feel like I can be pretty critical, but only about, like, certain things. Like, on an everyday basis, I'm not actively telling myself, like, oh my god, like, you're a piece of shit. But it's kind of, like, the same thing with you, Atlanta. Like, I'll be like, god, you're fucking fat, bro. Like, you're, this is wrong with you. But then I'll try to correct it pretty much as soon as it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And
it sounds like you're aware of your thoughts.
I'm very aware of them. But it's because I've had to become aware of them. Like, when you go through long periods of your thoughts kind of consuming you and taking mm-hmm. over you and then having to get out of that place, it almost becomes easy to, like, be able to spot that when it's happening.
You're in control of your thought patterns.
Yeah, so I'm not, like, on a daily basis waking up and going, oh, the sun is shining and everything. that's impossible. Mm-hmm. But I do know how to, like, try to correct it, even if it's surface level, just trying to tell myself when those thoughts do, like, arise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Cut that shit out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even if I don't feel, like, completely believe it, just mm-hmm. working on trying to do it more often so that
which someday a I habit do. Anyways.
And then eventually I hopefully will believe all those things. You know what I mean? But yeah, so generally, it's a work in progress, but yeah.
Yeah. I like same.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways with that.
Would you say you're more critical?
God, no, I don't know. I feel like it's even, but like for myself, like, and also like it's different now than it has been previously. Like I can remember being really negative in my thoughts, like of myself to myself, like about myself. Mm-hmm. But like I've gotten to a point where I've gone through all of the negative stuff, like all the negative thought patterns, and I'm sure, and like it always, they still pop up. Like there are still times when I'm like, when I look at myself and I'm like, oh God, like just like, you know, just finding any fucking reason to just be like negative about myself. Like,
ew, I don't like yourself.
Like, oh, I don't like how my skin looks like right here. Like, because from losing a bunch of weight, I have excess skin. So like, I'll be looking at myself and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm like skinny.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, but ew, look at the way that looks.
Yeah. It's always a but. Like there always has to be something, even when you're trying to find the positive.
And then I'll flip that around and be like, yeah, fuck that. Yeah, right. Like, I've gone to a point now where I literally tell myself that I'm a bad bitch.
I'm a bad bitch.
Like, I get in my mind, I'm saying, no, bitch, you're fine as fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, and I know I'm beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that is not something that I've always known about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, like, I have so much told myself that I am a bad bitch that now I know that I'm beautiful even when I'm looking at my flaws.
Yes.
Even when I'm looking at the parts of me that are, like, not what I want them to look like. Like, I don't want to have saggy boobs from mm-hmm. having breastfed a child and losing a bunch of weight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I hate having fucking excess skin on my stomach that hangs over my fucking coochie. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate the wrinkling in my thighs yeah. from, like, all the weight that I hate all of that. I yeah. hate it. Mm-hmm. 100%. But I still think I'm a bad bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snaps.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, and I wish that I had a... I think I did kind of recognize that about myself when I was heavy,
mm-hmm.
when I was a fat girl.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, I had the confidence, bitch. Yeah. I was still fucking, you know, like, feeling myself when I did. But I didn't have that as a child.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, it's, but yeah, I feel like my, like, thoughts to myself have become more positive than they ever were. And I think that just comes from age and experience.
Yeah, going through shit. It's just how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was going to say, too, because... It's the same thing, like you said, how even when you're nitpicking yourself,
uh-huh.
you can still recognize, like, okay, it's almost like I'm saying that I don't like this about myself, like me. I hate my fucking teeth. I hate my body or whatever. But I know that it's just some kind of, it's my own insecurity. And to everyone else, I'm beautiful. And even to me, somewhere deep inside, I know I'm beautiful, but there's mm-hmm. some toxic shit that I've been told by
internalized
people, and yeah, that I have now internalized,
mm-hmm.
and now I pointed out to myself, and that's why I said, like, I clocked that shit right away,
because mm-hmm.
I'm like, bitch, no. Like you said, I'm a bad bitch, and even, like I said, if it takes telling yourself until you believe it,
mm-hmm.
then that's what you have to do.
Just fucking tell yourself that
shit. Take it till
you
make it, bro.
Just tell yourself mm-hmm. that shit.
Then all of a sudden you're like, you say it and you're like, oh wait, because I am kind of feeling myself right now.
Like, oh wait, I am kind of fucking fine.
Yeah.
Like, oh shoot, I do look good in this. Like, yeah. I am, I'm feeling good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not a thing that all of a sudden you're just like, okay, I'm going to actively be positive. I'm just going to have positive thoughts. If it doesn't mm-hmm. work like that, you really do have to sit there and sometimes be sitting there in tears and be like, oh, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then all of a sudden, like, it slowly gets
you have
easier.
No choice.
Yeah, exactly.
You get to your rock bottom.
Exactly.
And it's sad to think about people who have consistently critical self-talk. Like, you said that you work on speaking more positively to yourself, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you feel like that comes easier now than it used to? Like, do you find yourself automatically switching over to that positive when you do the critical?
Not automatically, but mm-hmm. I do it more often.
It ain't overnight.
Mm-mm. Okay, you guys ready for the next one?
Yep.
Si, señorita.
Okay, so one thing I recently I guess, learned about myself in a way, but also, like, my mindset changed, is I was popular. I would say I was pretty popular in school. I was, like, a nerd, but, like, we were so small. I was in with the in crowd, whatever. But I didn't do a lot of stuff. Like, I was popular, but not because I also didn't, like, go to parties with them. I went to parties with, like, older people or people I worked with at a time and stuff. So, like, my goal graduating high school was I was always going to do better than everyone I went to school with. Like, I was going to be something. Which I still am. I'm just not there yet. But I was, like, I'm going into the 10-year anniversary this year. And I'm, like, even in a couple years ago when they were going to throw a big party, I'm, like, I have to be there, you know. I'm living out in Cali now. And, like, I moved out of the town. I'm, like, a bunch of other people. And, like, I'm better than them. But that doesn't even matter that, like, I did that. And I realize now that it doesn't matter. I don't have to go. I don't even want to go to the 10-year anniversary now. Like, maybe, like, our 50th or something. Yeah. Like, me and Rob are famous and shit. Like, we'll pull up, then. But, like, I don't care.
I don't care
about that small town anymore. I don't care about those people.
You don't have anything to prove.
Exactly. I don't.
I feel that, but I don't. Like, I feel that because I've heard that from specific people who went to school here in Folsom, and they talk about, like, how now that they've left, they felt like they almost, like, not had something to prove, but, like, being popular and being around, like, all these people, it was kind of like your group. Like, you have a home here type shit, and you want to come and show people. But then once you actually leave and you make something of yourself, you're like, wait, I've moved on. Like, they're not my people anymore. Yeah, what do I have to show you? Like, I'm good. Like, I'm doing my own thing. Yeah, like you said, I'll come back in 30 years and we can say what's up. But there's nothing I have to say anymore. Like, you're in the past now and we've moved on. We've all moved on to different things. I feel like people who like 10-year anniversaries and stuff are like the high school football players who made it to varsity and then never made it anywhere else. And, you know, they have something to prove still.
Yeah, the tenure.
Yeah.
Right. Another thing, and this sounds stupid, probably sounds stupid to a lot of people, but family doesn't mean shit.
I felt that.
And I knew that previously for the most part, except I've always been like, my parents have always been there for me. They've done so much for me. It'd be so rude of me to cut them off or like just stop talking to them. So they never were included in the family doesn't mean anything because like, I guess I always thought of them more than family because I was raised by them and whatnot. But recently, I've learned it doesn't matter.
I felt that.
I'm going to do what I want to do to be happy, whether that's with them in my life or not. And I live with them right now, but I won't soon. And they'll be sorry for treating me the way they do. So,
yeah. And it'll take that moment for them to realize it. So I'm happy that that's what you're shooting for.
And maybe they won't. Maybe they won't even care. Because the other day said to me, I might as well not leave a dime to any of you damn kids because you all treat me like shit.
Thanks.
And I'm really not sure how I treat her like shit. I might tell her to shut the fuck up when she deserves to be told shut the fuck up. Or I might tell her no when I'm an adult.
Yeah, when you're setting a boundary, which you're allowed to do.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I got another one.
Okay. Yes.
I realized I don't need alcohol.
Ooh. Nice. Wait, that the fuck up.
I don't.
That's my goodness. Shit, I can second that one, too.
Feel good. But doesn't really.
Not necessary.
Exactly.
It's a benefit so not necessary. Anyway. Yeah.
I think it just helps me open up.
Sure.
Which is something I'm trying to do without it.
Okay.
And in order to do that, I just need to be comfortable with myself.
Almost everybody needs something to be able to, like, open up. Mm-hmm. Almost everybody needs a drink or to smoke or to do something.
To pop something.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, to make it so that they're in a place where they can connect with humans. We've all forgotten how to just connect with each other as ourselves.
Yeah.
Naturally. Yeah. Just as ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I felt that. That was a good-ass one. I love that.
So maybe I can, like, piggyback off of that one, because I think for sure in the last year it's really solidified in me how much I don't need alcohol. Like, this will be 3 years this month. Sober. And...
Thanks.
It's hard to like pinpoint what the difference was this time getting sober because I had had bouts of sobriety prior to it, but nothing this long term. This is definitely the longest in my entire life I've ever gone without alcohol, ever. But like in this last year, it has become almost effortless to not desire alcohol and to like not want to be around alcohol and like want nothing to do with it. Like it doesn't, like, yeah, I think I have maybe once or twice over the year where like I was just frustrated. I was like, oh man, I want to drink. But like it didn't have any like weight to it. It felt like almost like a secondhand thought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just, like, a passing thought. Mm-hmm. Where it's just kind of, like, something you would think if that was something that you always thought before.
Yeah.
A thought pattern that, like, stuck around. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it had no chance of happening.
Like, almost like, damn, this moment sucks. A version of me could use a drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prior versions of me could use a drink. But, like, yeah, no, drinking is just, like, a... There's nothing about it that fucking... is appealing or attractive. And I don't know, especially, I don't know, there's something about this weekend particularly that just kind of reminded me of that. Like being around family so much, and it sucks to say that, but like being around family so much this weekend where we don't get around family like that all the time, because probably for me it's for this reason specifically, because our family gets together all the time, but I don't always feel like I need to be there. And there's a special occasion over this weekend where, like, I did feel like I needed to be there. And it just reminded me why I'm not around so much. Because it's like, nobody got blackout drunk or shit-faced. Well, actually, no. People got shit-faced. But no one was blackout.
But the reason for that violent. Is because they're alcoholics. So they just, when they drink, it's just them getting super
it's
drunk.
It's a snowball
effect.
They can
never get blackout because they literally just can't.
Yeah.
Alcoholics.
They just get fucked up.
Yeah.
And they, and shit just is never just, it can never just be fucking chill, bro. Yeah. Like, why do we have to drink to kick it? Like, love my family. I love the level of love that our family does show each other. Because our family loves each other to fucking death. And I don't doubt that every single person in our family would do whatever it takes to, like, provide. Like, if we needed a fucking $20 to fill our gas tank.
Yeah.
It's, like, we are blessed to know that we could ask any of them. Mm-hmm. But it is exhausting being around people who are never in their proper state of mind. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number one, in the past year, solidified for me how much I knew already that I didn't need alcohol. Number dose... Over the last year, like, aside from, like, the alcohol thing, like, I feel, and I don't know if it's fucking crazy to say, but, like, there's nothing over the last year that I have learned about myself that I didn't already know, because I've been kind of on this path of healing for a while, and I've been, like, really active about, like, doing the internal inventory and like being real with myself and like really actively trying to be a like better human, like more present, thoughtful, caring human. I think maybe something that I realized was that like that I can do everything that I ever thought that I could do and that I am everything that I ever could have imagined that I could be. Like, I think that, like, who I am now is someone that, like, me as a child could never have fucking imagined. And I think that's been solidified for me in the last year with the advancements in my career, because I just completed, like, my first full year of being in my position. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, I can do that. You know what I mean? Like, I have no doubt.
You did that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that. Doing that. Can do that. And can do so much more.
What is one thing that immediately triggers you or makes you mad?
The first thing that came to my mind was probably bad driving, because it just makes me mad, irate. I don't think it triggers me, though. It could be a trigger, because we were hit by an old lady once. Uh-huh. And that's because she was trying to race a truck.
Yeah.
And she threw flew through the red light and hit us. So, I mean, I guess that could be a trigger.
It could be a trigger because, like, triggers can be just, like, having that visceral reaction to something. Yeah. Like, right. That is what it is. And, like, that's connected to a traumatic event.
Yeah. I don't really, I've been through a lot, but I don't think I really feel like I get triggered. Or maybe I used to and I'm just immune to it now.
Yeah. There's nothing that I could do right now where you'd be like, what the fuck? Like, if I did or said something, that you'd be like, bitch?
I don't think so. Unless maybe you called me a cracker-ass bitch, then I might have to slap you. I had one dude do that once. And, nah, never again. Don't call me that shit.
Okay, so we know your trigger.
That's a crazy-ass thing to call somebody to. I feel like a super obvious one for me is alcohol, but I don't feel like... I don't know if it actually triggers me. It's more just like, yikes. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not like, about it. But, like, I'm just like, that's embarrassing for you. And that's not to say that people can't have normal relationships with alcohol. But I think it's more just like.
I feel like anything people. That gets a reaction is a trigger. You're like, oh. Probably, like, anything having to do with, like. Mental illness, I automatically, like, feel, like, I just, it's, like, a visceral, physical reaction more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah, like, if anyone starts to, like, talk about mental illnesses or suicide.
Specifically,
or, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, let's not have that fucking conversation. Mm-hmm. Any social justice issues.
I felt that.
Like, don't talk to me about anything relating to any race, really, but specifically people of color, black and brown folk. Don't talk to me about their experience. Don't talk to me about gay people's experience. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to me about different religious sectors' experience.
Like,
don't talk to me about those things because I'm going to get real extreme on you real fast. I'm going to get real black power up in here. Like, it's, and, like, even now I can feel myself having, like, just, like...
Your energy is making me feel that energy, too.
You know what I mean? Like, I can, like, just thinking about it because of all of the craziness in the world and all the fighting that we've done for fucking generations. Yeah. Like, you really question yourself.
Same with prison and politics. That anyone who talks about politics or anything that has to do with prison, nah.
Mm-hmm. That falls into social justice.
It's systemic, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
Do you need to forgive yourself for anything?
So many things.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. A lot.
All the
things. So what's if you're thinking about it right now, the biggest glaring one that's staring you right in the face?
I would say... To generalize it, I have to forgive myself for being young and naive.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, heard that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
I heard the fuck out of that, sis. Man.
That sums it up.
Yeah, that literally sums everything up. Just being young and naive. Yeah.
Damn, in all the things.
Naive to literally everything. Love. Substance.
Experience.
Life. Yeah, like...
People, places, things, fucking experience, like, what life really is.
Yeah.
Hashtag same. Hashtag heard that. Hashtag fail.
I would say for me, I have, like, a lot of weird guilt over the period of time I spent basically in, like, a weird... I don't know what to call it. I'm not going to call it that. I call it like a blackout period of my life where I know I was hurting people very close to me and like basically almost took them down with me. And I have just like the weirdest, most immense amount of guilt over that. And still like trying to figure out how to forgive myself for that, like, because at that time, I didn't know what I was doing. I was just angry and scared and lost and confused. So I would, like, lash out and, like, latch on to, like, anger and those bad feelings just trying to kind of feel something. And it was just a version of myself I didn't even know. And so trying to forgive myself for that time period, which I do
I do sometimes, like, but I go back and forth, like, it's hard, so.
It's crazy hearing you say that you need to forgive yourself for that time, because it's, like, on the outside looking in, it's, like, what you were suffering, like, you shouldn't, it's super valid for you to feel that way, obviously, because of how you reacted to your situation, but, like, having guilt over feeling that is not, I don't want to say it's crazy because it's valid, but it's like, it wasn't your fault, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you were responding to experiences that were not fucking easy to experience. And like, it, like having to forgive yourself for fucking responding to things that happened to you.
Yeah.
Like, that's sad. Yeah. Like, you don't have to forgive yourself for that. Like, there's nothing to forgive.
Yeah.
I mean, but, like, I get it because, like, I think that also the way that, like, people react to their circumstances is something that you in turn have to, like, look. You do end up looking at yourself and being like, okay, I have to forgive myself for how I responded to that. Because
yeah.
We go through shit that makes us act outside of our better judgment.
Outside of our character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, like, I think that's something that I look at a lot to forgive myself is how I was when I was drinking.
Yeah.
Like, who I was when I was drinking.
Yeah. It's, like, not you, bro.
Gross.
You.
Not a real person. Not a real human. Mm-hmm. Mom and I were just talking about how, like, we don't agree that, like, drunk words are sober thoughts. Okay. It's just not fair. It's not true.
Yeah.
That's just a generalization.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, a real injustice to think that people are as awful as they are when they're drunk, because being drunk makes you an awful person.
And it just credits, like, the human themselves to say that they're a more authentic version of themselves when they're out of their mind.
Like, yeah.
That's such an injustice.
That's a really good point. Like, that is a really good point, because, like, you're just insinuating that, like, who they are when they're drunk is who they really are, when that couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah, it's like, fuck that. Okay. Those are some good ones, y'all.
As I said earlier, our very first episode will release May 4th, and you will get a new episode every Saturday. We are also working on a Patreon so you can enjoy more episodes within the month. Once we have all those details available, we'll definitely come on and let you guys know more about that. For now, if you have any questions or want to share your story, you can email us with stories that you want us to read at lwl.podcast24@gmail.com. I'll also have this all linked in the show notes below to help you guys so you can find it better. If you are interested in being on the show, you can email us or DM us on either Instagram or TikTok as well. You can find us on Instagram at living.with.life.podcast or TikTok at lwl.podcast. We are also going to be on YouTube at Living With Life Podcast.